And now we're joined by Omar Gallego, who covers technology culture for the Austin American-Statesman and who is an adult. Welcome to the program once again.
Some would say.
Okay, here's something that probably is not of great interest to 12-year-olds, but there's something you've told us about, an application for depositing your checks with your iPhone.
Right. Yeah. One of the things we've been talking about over on the All Tech Considered blog is this new phone app for banking from USAA called Deposit at Mobile. It was released last week for the iPhone, and it allows you to deposit checks straight from your iPhone's camera. And you used to be able to do that with the scanner hooked up to a computer, but this makes it a lot more easy, much more mobile. And, you know, stand-up comics who get paid in checks on the road can be using this from gig to gig. So it makes it a lot easier.
that's the main beneficiary group you've identified.
It's a killer app for stand-up comics who get paid on the road.
And, of course, you would enter your account number and the like.
Right. You download the app. You know, you set up your account number and all that. And then the actual process of depositing is, you know, you take a picture of the front of the check. You line it up with some lines on the screen. And then you take a picture of the back of the check where you've endorsed it. And it just deposits it directly to your account.
Okay. Sticking with tech and money, I understand that you have what we will euphemistically call an update of a story last year when we stated here that the video game industry, in our words, was recession-proof. I guess it was mild recession-proof.
Yeah, I may have spoken a bit too soon. For this summer, for the month of July, the video game industry saw a 29% drop in hardware and software sales from the year before. Most of that, I think, is due to just there not being a lot of blockbuster games this summer. But we're also seeing plateauing and drop in sales of the Nintendo Wii, which up to this point has been a big juggernaut. It's still, you know, leading the current generation of consoles, but it had a 54% drop in Wii console sales from the year before. So we are starting to see a bit of a slowdown. Some of that's recession. Some of that might be other factors.
But you're talking about a slowdown both in sales of the consoles and also of the games that people would buy for consoles they already own?
Right, both. And really, like I said, there haven't been any really big across-the-board software that has really caught fire, like a Grand Theft Auto from last year. Some of the Wii games have done well this summer. There was an NCAA football game that's done pretty well. But really, a lot of the big games are coming, you know, in the next month or two and through the holidays. Madden NFL just came out last Friday. That's going to be a big seller. And the Beatles Rock Band, which is a $250 music game with replicas of the original instruments, that's expected to be a really huge seller. It's got a very deep catalog of the Beatles. And they've actually got it. This is unique to this game. You can actually do three-part harmonies if you've got three microphones hooked up.
On a different musical note, I gather the next big thing on the web could be banjo music.
I got an email last week that Tony Trischka and his School of Banjo is live now on the internet. Let's have a listen.
Okay, let's put these 3-2 pull-offs to use in a very cheery tune called The Old Cat Died. Another fun old-time tune, even though the subject material is not fun, and another tune that I picked up from the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
And this is old-fashioned instruction. You don't get a device that looks like a banjo and you play it and makes banjo music?
No, this is a website. Tony Trischka, in case you don't know, he's a banjo virtuoso who has played with everyone from Alison Krauss to Bruce Springsteen and Steve Martin. And he set up this online school. And what you're able to do, apart from just the online instructions that you're able to look at as videos, is you can actually upload your own banjo playing, and he will take a look at it and respond via video. It's very interesting. It's not like the traditional you download lessons, you know, view them and do everything on your own. He would actually communicate with you. There's a whole social networking angle to this website. So banjo, which is not considered probably technologically cutting edge, is definitely coming into the 21st century. And he's got a few sample lessons up on his website, and you'll soon be able to sign up for the full curriculum.
But it's not Banjo Hero either. This is actually learning to play the banjo.
You're playing the actual instrument. You're actually learning the banjo trade.
Okay. Thanks a lot once again.
Thanks for having me. And we will, of course, be linking to Tony Trischka's School of Banjo on the NPR AllTech blog at npr.org/alltech.
That's Omar Gallego, who covers technology culture for the Austin American-Statesman and for AllTech Considered.
Old cat died, you got pussy coming round here no more. Old cat died, what you gonna do? Grab him by the tail, put the kitten in the stool.